KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy skies in Atlantic and 66 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and a high of 85. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In news from over the weekend, two people in a semi-tractor trailer were injured Sunday morning during an accident in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of the semi, 55-year-old James E. Payne of Detroit, and his passenger, 62-year-old Vincent H. Brown of Chicago, Illinois, suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were transported by Underwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Both men were wearing their seatbelts. The accident happened on westbound Interstate 80, about a mile north of the Underwood exit at around 7:40 a.m. Officials say the pair were in a 2012 Volvo semi when Payne fell asleep at the wheel. The rig entered the median and struck a crossover before hitting a sign and landing on its wheels. News time is 7:07.
We asked pharmacist Amanda how she likes to make Rex Pharmacy customers feel special.
I like to treat each customer individually. I like to ask questions to dig deeper and find out what each customer needs themselves. Find out what they don't like about their medication to see if we can fix that. If it's an over-the-counter medication, I can help patients determine what symptoms they're having to find the right medication that'll work for that symptom and for that person with the fewest side effects. Some medications can make people drowsy, so we can find one that doesn't cause that. We can find ones that don't interact with other medications that they're also taking. With prescription medications, if they're having unwanted side effects from something, we could call their doctor and see if we can come up with an alternative for it. If it's price, we can call the doctor, see if there's an alternative that way. If they're having a hard time fitting it into their schedule, we can call their doctor and see if there's an alternative where a long-acting one may be an option for them. If they don't like coming in every 2 days for their medication, seeing if we can sync it up and get them all on track so they only have to come in one time a month.
When you want a pharmacist who cares, go see Amanda at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
One person was injured during a single vehicle accident Saturday evening about 5 miles east of Audubon. The sheriff's office reports 43-year-old Ruth Ann Abernathy of Exira was transported by Audubon Fire and Rescue to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital following the crash on 190th Street near Nighthawk Avenue at around 5:40 p.m. Saturday. Officials say Abernathy was traveling westbound when her 1987 Oldsmobile Cutlass partially left the road and slipped onto the shoulder. A woman overcorrected, sending the car across the southbound lane and into a ditch where it struck a culvert. The vehicle sustained $5,000 damage. The accident remained under investigation. Audubon County Sheriff Todd Johnson says three people were arrested over the weekend on separate charges. At around 3 a.m. Saturday, 22-year-old Zachary Lee Nesgaki of St. Cloud, Minnesota, was arrested on possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia charges. His arrest stems from an investigation into an incident in the 3100 block of Highway 71 near Brayton. Nesgaki was held in the Audubon County Jail and then released after appearing before the magistrate. At around 1 a.m. Saturday, 20-year-old Insaf Z. Ali of Omaha was arrested during a traffic stop on Highway 71 in Omaha. She was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and having no driver's license. Ali pled guilty to the charges in front of a magistrate, was fined, and then released. And at around 11 p.m. Friday, 41-year-old Brian Lee Schwab of Audubon was arrested on a charge of public intoxication following an incident which occurred at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. Schwab posted a cash bond and was released. He's scheduled to appear before the magistrate on August the 7th. Officials at the Iowa Department of Public Safety reported Saturday a female inmate died Friday while in custody at the Page County Correctional Facility. 58-year-old Jody Blanche Taylor of Shenandoah was in her cell within the Page County Jail when she reported to a fellow inmate that she was experiencing a medical problem. Moments later, Taylor collapsed to the ground. Authorities at the Page County Sheriff's Office were alerted to the medical emergency and responded to the cell to perform life-saving measures on Taylor. She was then transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center, where she was pronounced deceased. The Page County Sheriff's Office then requested the Iowa DCI investigate the incident. DCI officials conducted a series of interviews, reviewed the numerous items of evidence, and detected no signs of foul play. On Saturday, an autopsy was performed at the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny, and the examiner determined the cause of death to be an aortic dissection and the manner of death to be natural causes. News time is 7:11.
Listen to Carla from Rex Pharmacy tell about their new EasyFill medication synchronization program.
Our medication adherence program will help out our community. We can make it convenient not only for people who are local, but those from out of town. We want to be able to work with them, have them bring their pill bottles in, see exactly how many they have, so that they have one trip rather than several throughout the week. Having you bring your pill bottles in, we find out how many you have, try and get them synced up so that they are all coming due at the same time, which means we would have them filled for you so that you would know every month that you would come in on a certain day and they would be ready for you. And each month thereafter, we'd give you a call ahead of time to see if you had any medication changes, if the doctor has added anything to your medication list. That way, when we get ready to fill them, we have everything in order for you when you come in approximately 3 days later to pick those up. Everything should be ready, well planned, laid out so that it's convenient for you. That way your medication is think about it once and you're done.
If you're ready to take the stress and hassle out of your prescription meds, sign up for EasyFill medication synchronization at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, Alvin Buck Armentrout, age 93, of Irwin, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Buck Armentrout will be today at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis Owen Marnon, age 73, of Anita, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Francis Marnon will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has the arrangements. Dean Bartleson, age 63, of Irwin, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Dean Bartleson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred Harris, age 95, of Greenfield, died Friday in Ames. Funeral services for Mildred Harris will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Matthew Samuel Widrowicks, of age 26, of Avoca, died Friday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Matthew Widrowicks will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Sherry Sue Winther Denny, age 55, of Anita, died Thursday. Memorial services for Sherry Denny will be next Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. And William M. Nichols, age 27, of Sacramento, California, and formerly of Lewis, died Saturday in a single vehicle accident. Services for William Nichols are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.